You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Last week, Justice for Palestine handed over a petition to Parliament calling for Aotearoa New Zealand to recognise the state of Palestine. This would be in line with over 150 other UN member states. I had a korero with Kate Stone, co-director of Justice for Palestine, an organisation dedicated to advocating for Palestine, about the petition. Why was it important for you to launch this petition, and why should people sign it?
Yeah, so the petition asks for the New Zealand Parliament to move a motion recognising the state of Palestine and urging the government to formally recognise the state of Palestine. And from our organisation's perspective, this is important for a number of reasons. Firstly, it's basically bringing New Zealand into line with the position of most UN member states. So New Zealand is currently out of step with the position of the majority of the international community. 138 of 193 UN member states already recognise Palestine. In addition, the international law criteria for statehood are met by Palestine, and a lot of the reasons that people give for why Palestine wouldn't meet those criteria or shouldn't be recognised as a state because of the Israeli occupation of Palestine, which the New Zealand and the international community has long acknowledged is in flagrant violation of international law. So it's pretty outrageous that on the one hand New Zealand would say, look, this occupation is illegal, and yet the consequences of that occupation could be relied upon as a basis for not recognising Palestinian statehood. Then, I mean, fundamentally, it's about standing up for the human rights of Palestinians. So there's a UN General Assembly resolution which recognises the right of all peoples to self-determination. So it's about standing up for that right of Palestinians, but also the idea of recognising Palestinian statehood and standing up for self-determination is ultimately about recognising those really fundamental human rights of Palestinians that we all have, the right to life, the right to freedom of movement, freedom of speech. Recently, the UN Special Rapporteur on the Human Rights in the Occupied Palestinian Territories, Francesca Albanese, has talked about the fact that the recognition of Palestinian people's fundamental rights to determine their political, social and economic status and develop as a people free from foreign occupation, rule and exploitation is the critical issue in addressing the situation in Palestine and fundamentally to any kind of just peace in terms of the situation between Israel and Palestine. And just finally, from our perspective, the New Zealand government has long maintained a position of standing for a two-state solution in Palestine. However, we only recognise one of those states. We recognise Israel, but we don't recognise the state of Palestine.
Palestine-Israel has been described as apartheid, and you highlighted that there are obvious human rights issues. What are the experiences of Palestinians like?
Yeah, so that's right. Many human rights organisations, Amnesty International, Human Rights Watch, Israel Jewish-based human rights organisation, B'Tselem, along with the UN Special Rapporteur, have all identified Israel's regime over Palestine as an apartheid regime. And what that looks like is the oppression of one people on the basis of race by another. And look, that looks like many different things that affect every aspect of the lives of Palestinians. One example is the fact that there are different laws that apply to Palestinians' use of their land. In order to build homes, buildings, Palestinians have to get permits from the Israeli government. Those are very difficult for Palestinians to get. If they build a home on their land but they don't have that permit, then these homes are frequently subject to demolition by Israeli forces, displacing Palestinian families from their homes. Palestinians living under occupation are subject to military rule. So Israelis living in the same or similar spaces are just subject to civilian rule, just like you or I, but the Palestinians live in those places subject to military rule. And there are thousands of Palestinian political prisoners, and some of those prisoners are held as administrative detainees, which means that they can be detained in prison for months to years without any charge or trial. Latest figures show that there are 155 child prisoners, and so these things are obviously flagrant violations of international law and the human rights of Palestinians. And as you can imagine, the effect of living under those kinds of conditions makes it very difficult for Palestinians to lead a normal life, you know, to enjoy a normal family life, to enjoy an education, to be able to go to different parts of Palestine. One of the attributes of the Israeli apartheid regime is to have limitations on the movement of Palestinians around Palestine. There are roads which only Israelis can use. There are checkpoints all over the place, and Palestinians have to have ID cards which identify which parts of the land that they can move in and be in. And this means that Palestinians who live in Gaza cannot go to different parts of Palestine, the West Bank and East Jerusalem, and vice versa. So all these kinds of restrictions together form an existence under apartheid.
Beyond signing the petition, what are the best ways to advocate for Palestinian statehood and show appropriate allyship to Palestinians?
Well, look, we handed over the petition to MP Golhez Garaman last Tuesday, and Labour MP and Minister Phil Twyford spoke, and he got up and he said that the government and the Labour Party supports Palestinian self-determination and the creation of Palestinian states. And we... we're still collecting signatures on the online petition, so it would be great if people can continue to sign, but also to hold this government and hold our MPs to account and say, yeah, great, you've shown up when the cameras were rolling to say that you supported this, now let's put that into action. And so we want people to get in touch with their MPs across all the parties and to say, look, this is something that New Zealanders of any political stripe can get behind, because what this is fundamentally about is about respecting the human rights of Palestinians.
I also spoke to Tamim Shaltoni, Palestinian New Zealander who is a descendant of Palestinian refugees, on his perspective on this petition. So why is the Free Palestine movement important to you?
Yeah, first of all, thank you for inviting me to speak on your radio. It's really important for me, and I appreciate this opportunity. Why the Free Palestine Movement is important to me? I'm a descendant of Palestinian exiles. My grandparents on both sides of my family were expelled from their homes in Palestine at gunpoint in 1948. Our properties were confiscated by the State of Israel, and we are barred from returning to our land. Palestine liberation is important to me because it restores justice to my own family and to the other millions of Palestinians who still live in exile and those who still live in Palestine under occupation and discrimination and racism. So for all these reasons, Palestine liberation is very important to me, and I advocate for it here in New Zealand.
The oppression of Palestinians has been described as a human rights issue. Can you elaborate on this?
Sure. So Palestinians since 1948 have been fragmented by Israel into several groups, and each group of Palestinians experience a set of violations to their human rights by Israel. I will start with the first group, who are refugees like myself. We are prevented from returning to our own land in Palestine, and that is a violation to our own human right. Another group of Palestinians who are living in Gaza, most of them are refugees just like myself. They came from other parts of Palestine, and they are now living in Gaza. So in addition to being prevented from going back to their home or their own land, they live under besiege by Israel and Egypt for over 15 years. And they have been subjected to several devastating wars in the last few years. They have very high unemployment rates. Most of their water is undrinkable, and there's a severe food insecurity. Another group of Palestinians, they live in West Bank. Many of them are refugees as well. They were expelled from other areas of Palestine that became Israel. And they live under apartheid regime. Their movement is restricted by Israeli checkpoints. They're subjected to brutalization by Israeli military every day. And they are oppressed by the Palestinian Authority as well. Another group of Palestinians who managed to stay in the areas which Israel annexed in 1948, they eventually became Israeli citizens. And this group, they still face racism, underfunding, and inequality. So as you heard me saying, all these issues I've mentioned are huge violations to human rights. And in addition to the collective right of self-determination, which we as Palestinians are prevented from practicing. So all these are huge violations to our rights.
Many of us are appalled at the treatment of Palestinians. So for those of us in Aotearoa who are not from Palestine, how do we show appropriate allyship? Is signing petitions like the Action Station One important?
Yeah, excellent question. So let me start with why New Zealand should care about what happens in Palestine. So first thing, we in New Zealand are part of the world, and we have a moral responsibility to support those who need help in other parts of the world in the same way that we expect other countries and nations to stand with us when we face disasters, such as earthquakes. Another reason to care is we pose as a leader in human rights. We uphold the international law. We actually stepped up to help other countries who experience aggression and occupation just recently, such as Ukraine. And we should be consistent in the support that we provide to other countries, such as Palestine. Another reason is the plight of Palestinians has in common tragedies with things that happened here in Aotearoa to Maori people, from disposition, racism, and settler colonialism. So if New Zealand really learned anything from the past and its ongoing implications right now in the present, then more than anyone else, we should, and we really can step up and provide an active role or play an active role in bringing justice to Palestine. Now, in terms of what New Zealand can do, there are different levels of the support and the actions that New Zealand can take. At the government level, we can apply sanctions on Israel, sanctions on a trade, diplomatic connections, on officials who took part in war crimes. We did the same for Russia, so there's no reason why we shouldn't be doing it for Israel as well. At a media level, it helps really to bring more focus on Palestine and to platform Palestinian voices and opinions, just like what you're doing right now. So I really appreciate this chance. On a public level, it helps to continue to raise awareness of what's going on in Palestine, to express support for Palestinians, and to protest their rights as well. Because we need, as a public, we need to be heard by our politicians. We need to put the pressure on our government to act. So back to the petition. Yes, it's important. Because a state is an expression of people's right to self-determination, which is a universal human right. Not recognizing a state is an act of aggression, in fact. So to me, the question isn't why New Zealand should recognize Palestine. It's why New Zealand isn't already recognizing Palestine, similar to the way that 193 countries already recognize Palestine. So what is stopping New Zealand from doing this? That is the really question.
That was Kate Stone and Tamim Shaltoni on Palestine. Action Station's petition launched by Justice for Palestine is still available to be signed on the Action Station website.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.